This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Christmas Eve morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail trucks that are going bulk mail center to bulk mail center, and tonight, especially out west, the snowplow drivers that will be keeping the roads open for the people that are going to grandma's house or wherever. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. com. Go over there and check out all the different things we got going on. The Captain's America Third Watch. com. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, continuing the conversation, remember the creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti?
Oh, yes. How could we forget?
Well, Politico has painted a profile of him again, and I don't know why they're even bringing him back out, which recounts the symbiotic relationship that he used with the media and how we used him to get what we thought we were getting, and he used us to accomplish what he thought he was accomplishing, none of which worked.
Well, no. Can you remember, Captain, when he was almost, essentially being described as, well, he could run against Donald Trump.
He could run for president.
He could. Oh, yes. But with the moniker Creepy Porn Lawyer, who I think was hung on him by Tucker Carlson, I think, that definitely was very descriptive, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, and descriptive to the point to where it was a little bit ridiculous.
Right. Well, but Avenatti, of course, you know, was capitalizing on the media's insatiable appetite to go after Donald Trump in any possible way that they ever could. And they made fools of themselves in the process.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden, I think it was yesterday when he was doing the interview with ABC News, gave himself an out for 2024. He was talking about, well, as long as I'm healthy, I'm going to run. And then he got confused talking about COVID, the test kits, and I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he just kind of lost it there for about 5 minutes.
Well, this is the beginning of the notion that you know, even though he said he was going to run, it's anticipated that a sitting president will run again traditionally. But, yes, they're starting this process now, I think, because it's becoming more and more obvious every day that that Joe Biden is having some real severe issues.
Yeah.
And so that's why that's their way of starting this process, I think. But also, Captain, looking at what's happening to the administration, to the vice president, there's no way that this vice president, Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. is going to be able to sort of step up and be the standard bearer. So, in other words, in short, the Democrats are completely messed up with this whole thing right now.
Now, we alluded to this last hour when we talked about Mark Elias and the fact that he is talking about, he's predicting that the Democrats are going to attempt to prevent some duly elected Republican House members from actually serving by challenging them the way they got their votes or some stupid stuff like that in the 2022 election. That's wonderful because they're going to lose control. We know that, the Democrats, that is. And then I mentioned that there was a new California law which is going to send 22 million voters mail-in ballots every election, regardless of what it is.
Well, right. This, they believe, the Democrat Party elite believe that this is the golden ticket, you know, sort of the, you know, the chocolate factory golden ticket that they get. They have complete mail-in voting for everything, then they feel very confident about that. But I think the majority of the American people, Captain, they want to make sure that elections are, in fact, legitimate. And I'm not talking particularly about 2020, for mm-hmm. example, but they know that if you have a bunch of people voting that are not supposed to be voting, that skews and actually it disenfranchises legitimate voters. And that the American people are not going to stand for it anymore. And there's been a lot of tightening up going on. And the Democrats may realize that they're going to run into a wall of sorts in the next election.
We just got a report from Chicago from one of our listeners that there's apparently been a shooting there, and police are currently on the lookout for a gunman after three women were shot at or shot. I haven't exactly got the story right. I've got a link, but I'm looking at what I can see so far. We'll have to check on that, but apparently something's going on right now in Chicago, where, by the way, they've had more murders by instead of people dying from COVID. There's something wrong with that scenario.
Well, certainly, and this is just unacceptable. And yes, I believe this may have been in Oak Brook, Illinois.
So
we'll have more right after the break. Absolutely.
Okay, very good. And hold on to the boat there, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll have a little surprise when we come back from the break. So Kathy, take us to break, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, there you go, wonderful audience. That's from Ron Edwards. And, of course, he was on a program yesterday, and he is always contributing the Edwards Notebook to the situation. We played that yesterday, rather seasonal, if you will. And you can catch him again next Tuesday when he comes back on the program. Now, this portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by the Christmas Bunch up there in Minnesota at the MyPillow.com company. Now, MyPillow.com, of course, is Mike Lindell and his 1,500 employees. You can go over to the website, take a look at all the different things they've got. And if you've forgotten something, or if somebody's got a birthday coming up, or maybe you got a New Year's party or whatever, and you're wondering what to hand some people, maybe you got a baby shower and wondering what to hand them, how about giving them a MyPillow? There's an idea. How about giving them one of those great pillows? All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, you're going to save a bunch of money. Now, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and check out what's over there. There'll be about 150 items. Some of those items over there are marked down 75%. Again, you need the promo code CAPTAIN to get it. Promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And that'll give you a live person to be able to talk to. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Telephone number 800-641-5459 and save yourself a bunch of money and take a look at all the stuff they got Because they got some fantastic stuff there, don't they, Kyle?
They sure do, Captain. They really do. Something for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, going to go back to what we were talking about. And the Los Angeles Times was reporting that advocates say the government belatedly set unnecessary steep barriers that many Afghans cannot surmount, so they can't get into the USA. Of all times when we've got people that were in the Afghan military that are targeted by the Taliban, they want them, they want to kill them, they want to make an example out of them, because this is where their mindset is at right now. And we're going to have, I will let you know right now, we're going to have an individual on the show at 5:30 that's going to be talking about the outfit that he's involved with that is helping to get people out of Afghanistan, and you're going to love it. And they just received the help, of financial help, if you will, of Gary Sinise. So this is a group that you haven't heard about until now, but we'll tell you all about them here at 5:30. So, Kyle, what do you think about this?
Well, yeah, first of all, yeah, I think that's going to be a very, very interesting discussion. And then also, Captain, you know, the ramifications of Joe Biden's folly in the pullout from Afghanistan is going to continue to be felt. And not just as a political story. This isn't just something that we talk about. These are real people who needed to get out of Afghanistan, who risked their lives to help us, and now they literally are going to be hunted or being hunted, and it's just not right. And so anything that can be done to try to help to get them out is obviously a good thing. But, Captain, I can't imagine how history is going to treat Joe Biden very severely as a result of what happened in Afghanistan.
And I've got a note here from one of our listeners, and I'm going to read it. It says, Captain, as 2021 draws to a close, Americans have got mixed feelings about everything. 800,000 people reportedly have died from COVID. Many of us miss a calmer era of politics, but also of civilized argument. Still, I believe a majority of us share a common faith, or at least the morals of our nation's Judeo-Christian foundation, which you emphasize with the Pledge of Allegiance. How much does it seem off-kilter as yet another COVID wave is sweeping before us right now? Well, a COVID wave is not COVID per se. It's a variant, and it's called Omicron, right? Omicron?
That's right, Omicron, yeah.
All right, and it's nothing more, from what we can tell so far, as what a common cold or maybe the flu would be. It's kind of like we got the flu back again. Now, I was told, as were you, that the Moderna booster shot pretty much eliminates the fact that you may come down with the Omicron variant. However, now my doctor yesterday, because I asked him about it, I said, well, wouldn't a simple flu shot work with this? And he said it might. He said there hasn't been enough testing done yet, but because people have actually stopped taking the flu shots because they were getting the COVID shots, and they figure, well, that would take care of the flu. Well, technically, not exactly.
Well, that's right, yeah.
I know that's a hell of a double talk there, but...
You know. Yeah, well, they are pretty much two distinct different things, and there's different strains of flu every year as well.
Yeah.
And they try to predict those with the flu shots in and of themselves. But the boosters, of course, very important because, Captain, really part of the goal, at least at the beginning of this whole thing, was to make sure hospitals weren't overwhelmed, was to make sure that people, if it did befall them, if they got sick, that they would not get very sick and that they would not die. So we seem to be achieving those things by and large. But what happens is you have the political factor in this where they keep wanting to shut things down. Shutting things down doesn't really stop it. We've got a lot of evidence of that. It hurts the business and so forth. And just about every person, to a person that I talk to, wants to make sure that things will continue on, that their business will be open, that people can go places, travel, do their normal lives. Shutting down our society just isn't the answer because the damage inflicted is so great. If and this is the qualifier here, if we can make sure that the affliction is light in terms of what Omicron is going to do at this point. That's a big deal, and it looks like mm-hmm. that Moderna booster helps.
Now, I got an email here last night from my cousin, Tammy Bruce, and she said that chaos and confusion is starting to come into the White House because of all these negative reports that are coming in and the polling numbers and all that, and the president doesn't seem to be paying any attention to it, just laughing it off that, it's not true, it's way too early to worry about polls and this and the other. Really? You're underwater, Mr. President, in 45 out of 50 states, and a bunch of his staffers, some of his people, are saying, look, we got to get the hell out of here while we can.
That's right. Yeah, Tammy Bruce is phenomenal, by the way.
I'll tell her.
Yes, absolutely. Please do, because she's pointing something out that is really incredibly important. We are going to see a lot of people scattering, especially as we come up on the one-year anniversary yeah. of Joe Biden being in office, because, you know, it's the culture in the White House. It's the fact that they feel like they're being snubbed out of going to these important events. There's no real leadership going on. This is a big problem, and you can't run a country like this, and you can't stand up to the major geopolitical challenges that we have right before our very eyes. Ukraine, Russia with Ukraine, China with Taiwan. This is going to get real very quickly.
Yeah, and again, you know, when you've got the president underwater in 45 states, Americans are not just going to come out and say, well, we're going to vote for Joe Biden because he's the lesser of two evils. No, they're not. They're going to vote their wallets, and many people are hurting right now, really. Bad.
Well, they really are. They're going to vote their wallets, Captain, and they're also going to vote leadership. There's no leadership going on other than to say they're leading us into worse circumstances. Right. They don't know how to get out, and I don't think they want to, because what they wanted, Captain, they wanted Build Back Better. They wanted trillions and trillions of dollars in spending. They want to create dependency onto the federal government. They want to run your life, basically. They want to transform America into something that you just will not recognize. And they want to do it so badly that they're willing to have all these bad things befall the American people.
Yeah, I get that. By the way, the Supreme Court did agree again to hear the challenge of the mandatory vaccination mandate, and it's going to be a couple of different lawsuits and several different people that'll be in on this. I think what they've done is they bunched them all together.
Yes, exactly right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, too. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's so nice outside that we think that we're just going to maybe get a little special message in here right now. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A jury has found former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter guilty of manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright last April. The jury found her guilty of both first and second degree manslaughter. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison wondered what 20-year-old Dante Wright would have been if he hadn't been killed. He also said his thoughts were with members of law enforcement.
When a member of your profession is held accountable, it does not diminish you. In fact, it shows. It shows the whole world that those of you who enforce the law are also willing to live by it.
Potter claims she thought she was grabbing her taser, but accidentally pulled her gun and shot him. She faces up to 15 years in prison when she's sentenced in February. The judge has also refused to let her out on bail. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Tax case.
This is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Looked a lot like Daddy. That's Brad Paisley from years ago. How about that, Kyle?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep, and that was worth the price of admission.
That's right. Well, and of course, a lot of people looking for Santa, you know, as we go into Christmas Eve. And by the way, Captain, we got a couple of great Merry Christmases to us tonight as well.
Yeah.
And we want to say Merry Christmas back to Cheryl. And we also want to say Merry Christmas to Richard the Marine, where he's in his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, 45 degrees, he said, and rain.
And to all of our over-the-road drivers that are out there, especially the Creek Carrier drivers and the Schaefer drivers, we want to thank, and Hunt Transportation, we want to thank you guys for your dedication, your listening to us wherever you're at around the country, having a radio show on your terminals. We really appreciate it, and we try to do the best we can to let you know what's going on out there in the highways and byways. And, yeah, we're going to have another one here in a few minutes because the weather hasn't gotten any better, has it, Kyle?
No, it has not. And we're going to have a lot of information for you.
Oh, yeah. Now, the Pentagon will now have to give lawmakers an annual report on weapons loss and security under the National Defense Authorization Act, which Congress approved this month and President Joe Biden signed.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what these reports actually contain. Yeah.
And the estimate last year was $100 billion worth of stuff. They can't seem to locate where it went.
Yeah.
We know where $85 billion went.
I was just going to say, we know exactly where the $85 billion worth of stuff. And it still makes me, I think it makes a lot of people upset, Captain, when they see some of these news, some of the news footage of the Taliban people driving around in what are obviously equipment that was left behind and so forth. Yep.
Uh-huh. Now, President Joe Biden steps to backstop the hospitals and distribute coronavirus test kits may be welcome. But again, as we mentioned earlier, they may be a little bit too late to stem the surge of the Omicron-related coronavirus cases over Christmas and New Year's. There's a number of leading health experts and labs and whatnot that are out there that are saying, hey, too little, too late. You really haven't done what you should have done to begin with when we were telling you about it.
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, of course, the Biden administration is kind of in a bind, as it were, because they want to be seen as managing COVID well. And at the same time, they wanted to make it look as though that things were going to, you know, kind of start getting better. They were going to try to tattle some of that. But I think they've sort of fallen back into it's going to be a winter of severe illness and death, you know. And that's just not, well, it's not very Christmassy, number one. But number two, it's part and parcel of, I think, their belief that everything else is gone so far down the tubes for them, they're going to go back to COVID and try to make everybody scared again.
Well, yeah, and did you hear about the Trump legal team yesterday? They're going to be asking the Supreme Court to block the release of some records pertaining to the January 6th committee, citing executive privilege. And I get that I thought about that when they said that, well, we're going to petition, and the court said, yes, we can have the records. But some of that stuff has got to be, like, talking about the National Guard, this, that, and the other, that's got to be top secret, I would think, but
well,
it's me.
Well, exactly. But this is where the Democrat Party elite decide that it doesn't matter. You throw all the stuff out the window. All precedent, we throw all measure of common sense out the window because, yes, there are a lot of things contained within executive privilege.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of like, it's fine. As soon as we get Donald Trump's tax returns, we'll know all about the Russia stuff and all that, like it's going to be in his tax returns or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do want to continue that narrative, but it weakens executive privilege for all future presidents.
Did you hear about the California education official on the school board that actually lives in Texas and they were exposed for living in Texas? They had to resign as a result?
I did not hear about that. That's really something.
Yeah, we're somewhere over near Hollywood again.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. There's so many parents are, you know, we talk about the wokeness But parents have really awakened in so many ways when it comes to how things have been run in schools. There are a lot of good teachers out there. I think it's important to note. There are a lot of good teachers that do everything they can for their kids, and they buy stuff out of their own pocket, and there are all kinds of stuff. But so there is a lot of weird stuff that's been going on, and parents are finding out about it now.
By the way, public health experts around the country are warning of a twindemic. Now, the flu is back in the U.S., according to the health experts, and they're warning of a twindemic along with COVID that it could be a deadly combination. Here we go again.
Well, that's right, and that's why I think they're urging people to not only get the booster shot, but
also they're trying to scare them to get the booster shot. Yes.
Yep. But at the same time, right, we just don't know, because people also, when they've been at the time that they had been isolated, more or less, your immune system actually can suffer as a result of that if you're not out in the big world, you know. And so that's why they believe that a possible uptick in the severity of the flu season could also result.
Yeah, and the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, who's from Rhode Island, I believe she was a former governor in Rhode Island, she says the supply chain congestion has dropped 50% in December. And things are much better now than what they were. No, they're not.
Well, no, not really. In fact, people are still trying to find, we're trying to find a lot of different Christmas presents or things like that, or stuff that literally is still sitting out there on a container ship somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting that when you look at all this different stuff and you see the ships that are still sitting off California, there had to have been 100 ships sitting offshore again.
Well, sure. But the narrative, especially from the White House, that they somehow saved Christmas and this kind of thing, again, is their way of trying to create this perception that that Joe Biden got something right. And you got to admit, that's a pretty hard perception to create.
And again, AOC and company are out there just bad-mouthing everybody and anybody. And to that I say, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. To that I say,
you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Be careful what you wish for in 2022. You might get more than you can handle.
Well, right. They're not going to be able to stem the outrage, and they're not going to be able to stem the perception either. But the Democrats have, the Democrat Party, that is, has simply made a mess of everything. Yeah.
We were just wished Merry Christmas by Christine down in Sarasota. So Merry Christmas to you, Christine, and your family.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Christine.
She's just anxiously awaiting the Alabama game.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. And I see Wally's chiming in, so Merry Christmas to Wally.
Hey, Wally, yes, Merry Christmas.
Oh, he did. He put a Merry Christmas picture in the chat room. Okay.
Yeah, I see it now, yeah.
All right, very good. Okay, folks, we're going to break, and when we come back from this break, we'll have a little bit more of some music, and we'll let Frank Silvato take us to the break.
From undergroundusa.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Now, baby doll, sweet pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. Act like you don't find love, sure. Be careful what you say and do, 'cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
You better kiss me and hold me tight. Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, you may think you can sneak around and get away with something, but there ain't no way. 'Cause Santa's no fool, he's real super cool. He's a secret head of CIA. He's crime don't pay.
He can't do nothing 'cause you're never alone. He's even got a wiretap on your phone.
So baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, Christmas Eve, he climbed on his sled full of toys with the jewelry salt side mirrors with fox tails, mud flaps, and leopard skin sea covers, and spread Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And it's the old Dasher, Dancer, and Prancer, and Vixen, Common, Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin, and Leon, and Cletus, and George, and Bill. On you every day. So, baby, if you ever do me wrong.
That is Ray Stevens. And, Kyle, I don't know if you've ever heard that one before, but that's called Santa Claus is Watching You.
That is, yeah, that's classic Ray Stevens right there.
It is funny.
That's right.
And the video comes with it is even funnier.
Yep.
So, there you go. All righty. Well, let's get started with the weather. You got plenty to talk about out west. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are going to be tracking, of course, there's some big storm coming through the Southern California area, and it's stretching not only through Southern California, but over into Arizona as well. So this is going to include Flagstaff. It's going to include Kingman, of course, as you're coming along I-40 there. So definitely be aware of that. This rain's going to be there for a while. Stretches all the way down to Phoenix as well. Now, in Southern California, they're going to have a lot of snow in the mountains. Also, we're going to have a lot of rain in the lower-lying areas. And this rain's going to go on in through Friday, Christmas Eve, and then also, it looks like, also some on Christmas Day. Now, mountain passes, of course, you're going to have a lot of snow. You're going to have low temperatures. You're going to have ice on the road in some cases, so be very careful there as well. Also, just got a report a little while ago, Captain, out near the 215 and Interstate 15 in Southern California, as you're heading up towards Cajon Pass, very heavy downpours, so we're going on Thursday night, and a quick future for the Cajon Pass, if you're going to be driving through there on Interstate 15 over the weekend, you're going to have snow Saturday and Monday, and then coming back Wednesday and Thursday as well. So check ahead and make sure what's going on if you're going to be coming through that area there. Winter weather advisories all through the western United States tonight, of course. That includes a lot of the Seattle-Portland area where they could get some snow as well this weekend. Also, all through, looks like parts of Idaho, especially Boise. Looks like they've got a lot going on there right now. Also, west of Denver, coming across I-70,
yep.
You've got a lot of snow in that area there. So all weekend long, going to be very much of a white Christmas in many parts of
the
world.
And it's moving east, and by the way, up in North Dakota where we had the freezing fog, right now we got snow. Minot, North Dakota, west all the way over to the Montana line. We do have off coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, an area there that could snow at any time. It's definitely unsettled weather conditions there with some wind right now. We do have a lot of dense fog tonight up in the central and the northeastern part of Wisconsin, to include Madison North up towards Green Bay, and up in the upper peninsula of Michigan, got some snow showers going on there. Unsettled weather conditions with wind, southeast corner of Arkansas, southwest corner, southeast corner of Oklahoma, northeast corner of Texas, and the northern half of Louisiana tonight. You've got unsettled weather conditions there. Got some fog from Houston all the way on down, on and off, hanging along the coast, all the way down to the Mexican border. Got some wind blowing there out in the water. Probably got small craft warnings going on. We have fog tonight up in the Chesapeake Bay area, and then it's sort of sporadic in North Carolina, a couple of different places there. Also around Virginia, around Norfolk. We've got some windy conditions again off the East Coast on down to about Savannah, Georgia, and a little bit of snow up on Lake Ontario, not much of anything yet. By the way, Kyle, we've got a Fred from Fort Lauderdale, and Merry Christmas to you, Fred. He's saying, I'm a little confused. Can you check the USPS website to see if they're open today? Well, Fred, it all depends on your local post office. It has nothing to do with whether the post office is open, because the answer to that is yes, they're delivering mail pretty much into the early evening hours, because there'll be like a double mail delivery today. If anybody's got any mail left after the normal delivery, they'll get it out and they'll get it to you, especially packages, right, Kyle?
That's right, exactly.
So the mail will be delivered, but it all depends on what's going on with your local postal facility. So you got to check them to find out, because there might be some different things in different areas. And he's down there in Fort Lauderdale, and God only knows what they're doing in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's backyard, right?
Right, yeah.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. And, Captain, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
You betcha, and we'll talk to you again Monday morning, bright and early.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
Yep.
All right, now we're going to go jump to the telephone line over here, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, Denise, have you been following this shooting last night in California? Have you seen that?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
Okay, we've got apparently the shooter has been shot dead, and apparently three women were wounded in this shooting.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was going, he or she, don't know if it's a he or she that was involved here was going after that, but we'll have to wait and see. This was in Illinois, right
correct.
Where... Right,
Oak Brook.
Yeah, right where Frank Silvato's from. He lives, used to live in that area. Hmm.
I just mentioned to my husband last night, I said it's been a long time, but I know that mall well.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. And I've been there, but I've never been to the mall. So, who knows? Now, of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things of the day. But the cop yesterday, Kim Porter, she was found guilty of manslaughter, and the left was making a big deal out of the fact that she smiled for her mugshot.
Well, we don't know the circumstances of the mugshots.
No.
And the smile, so, yeah.
No.
But I think she faces a minimum of 15 years, but her sentencing won't be, I think, until February.
Correct.
So, I was very surprised at the verdict, to be honest with you.
You thought she might have gotten off or got a reduced charge?
No, I didn't think that she would be found guilty of first-degree manslaughter, but I did think that she would be found guilty of the second charge, which was, I think, reckless endangerment, or I forget how it actually went, but I was really quite surprised, especially after the jury had come and said, you know, we haven't reached a decision, and the judge said, go back and try again, and they did.
Okay.
So, very surprised.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more Denise Simon 2 right after the top of the hour news. And your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.